Hello.
Hey, Ashley, it's Jason in D.C. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only Ashley Shaw, who's going to be starring in Matthew Bourne's The Red Shoes at the Kennedy Center from October 10th through the 15th. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we all know that this is from the Hans Christian Andersen story, but the thing that that really put it on the map was the 1948 movie, The Pal Pressburger, one of the craziest, awesome movies of all time. Those dream dance sequences that are so amazing. Do you remember, when did you first encounter it? Had you seen it before this show, or did this inspire you to go back and look at it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the movie is, as you say, it's just so incredible, and that was, like, our biggest inspiration for the film. I definitely remember watching it when I was little, but, you know, I didn't really take it all in. I remember seeing The Red Shoes and, you know, wanting to be a ballerina. And then when Matthew Bourne told me about the show, we went to cinema to see it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this film is just incredible. Like, I can't believe I don't remember so many of the scenes. So, yeah, it was just such a huge inspiration for our show, and it's very much based on the film, like you say, rather than the fairy tale. But, yeah, I think it's a really... it's really close to the film, I think, the show, and it's really exciting.
Absolutely. And I guess I want to go into so much with you, but I guess before we go too far in, let's pretend there might be some listeners that aren't aware of it or never saw the movie or the show or anything. Give them a little, you know, plot premise there.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah, in a nutshell, it's about a young girl called Victoria Page, who that's the character I play in the show, who dreams of being, you know, the greatest dancer in the world and this star ballerina, and she dreams of dancing with the Ballet Lermontov. And she finally gets in, and she gets her big break dancing this new ballet called The Red Shoes. And at the same time, she falls in love with the composer of the show. Their kind of artistic passion joins them together. And then it becomes a struggle between... what can you give your whole soul to, whether it's dance or whether it's her love for Julian, the composer. And that's kind of her struggle and her inner turmoil. And it eventually, you know, drives her mad. And it kind of mimics the wildness of the Red Shoes and how they take over. And so there's a ballet within a ballet in the show. So there's lots of layers, and it's very dramatic and exciting.
Absolutely. I know that this version of it, Matthew Bourne adapted it for over in London. Did you dance it over there too? Was that your run as well?
I did, yeah. Okay. We created it in London and premiered there, and actually in Plymouth. And then we did a run at Sadler's Wells. And so, yeah, we've been doing the show for a little while now, but it's just so exciting to be over here in the States.
Absolutely. It won, and I mean, it cleaned up over there, too. It won, I think, 2 Olivier Awards, Best Choreography and Best Entertainment. I know Matthew Bourne himself, I believe, is the only British director to ever win Tonys for choreographer and director. I think he did it for Swan Lake. But just talk about why. What makes him working with him so special? How visionary he is.
I mean, yeah, he is just incredible, and he has such a great eye for theater, for dance, for everything, really. I think he's just one of the best storytellers, which is why he's so great at being a director and a choreographer. You know, he very much is directing everything, and, you know, getting that story on stage. He's so wonderful to work with. Really easy, and he's very collaborative with the dancers, so, you know, we all put forward our own ideas, and I think he really brings out the best in everyone he's around and draws a lot of inspiration from everyone, so you kind of get the best that everyone has to offer, and he's really, really great at pulling that from everyone.
Absolutely. Tell me what exactly we kind of see, because I want to get to the music in a second, because I just am hearing it playing in my head right now, but let's first go into the visuals. Like, if we show up, what are we going to see on stage? Because I know in the movie it was one of the most colorful, vibrant, you know, crazy fantasy things, but how does that actually brought to the stage?
I think it's done amazingly. It's Les Brotherson designed it, who works closely with Matt. It's very much a 1940s. You walk in and you feel like you've gone back in time. The costume, the set is just unbelievable. It's grand, it's vibrant, it's beautiful. And then the actual Red Shoes ballet within the show is really interesting and modern. We've kind of done our own version of that. Like you said in the film, you know, she dances over cliffs and she's flying and she does all these sorts of things. And so that was kind of hard to transfer to stage, but we've done a really interesting, lots of projections and kind of black and white with just the Red Shoes that are really, you know, really stand out.
That's awesome. Take me into some like sort of the dance styles. It combines a little bit of swing, waltz, ballet. You know, take us into sort of that sort the actual danceography, if you will.
Yeah, like you said, there's loads of dance styles within this piece, which again I think is so wonderful about this company. You know, you can't pigeonhole us. We don't just do ballet or just do contemporary, just jazz or whatever. It's kind of a mix of everything. So the dancers in the company are so versatile. So we've got a really wonderful team. There is all those styles that I just mentioned. We do a lot of swing. I think when you're telling a story, you know, that is real life, it's hard to restrict it to one style. So, yeah, you get a bit of everything, which I think, again, is really, really interesting.
That's awesome. And your composer, Terry Davies, he's put together a new score, taking the Bernard Herrmann, who is, God, one of the greatest Hollywood composers of all time. We all know him mostly from, you know, his Hitchcock stuff.
Yeah, it's so amazing what Terry did by putting it all together, because they are all pieces of music that existed. And, you know, quite a few of them you will recognize, go, oh, I know that from somewhere. But somehow he's created this complete full score that seems to just work so perfectly for the Red Shoes. We initially tried to look at the film and the music they used, but it was actually not as dancey as you would imagine for like a full 2-hour production. So that's when Matt started looking into Bernard Herrmann. I think he'd always wanted to use his music. And yeah, got together with Terry, and they've just created something that really fits, and it just really works with the whole show. And I mean, the music's fantastic. You'll just love it.
It's so great. I can't wait to see it. And I know, I mean, it's beautiful on one hand, but at the same time, it's pretty dark and tragic. And, you know, it's this artist's tale of obsession, which can relate to any artist, really. It's really fascinating, you know, the lengths your character goes to try to be the greatest dancer in the world. But sort of take me into that side of it, I guess, and how it's sort of a commentary on what artists go through.
It is, yeah. I think what's exciting about this role is that it parallels my life a little bit. You know, she's a dancer who wants to be, you know, an amazing dancer. And everyone in this art and profession, I think, has experienced sacrifice of some kind. You know, we sacrifice a lot of time. You know, we're away from our families. We travel. I'm sure there's plenty of relationships that have fallen because of, you know, time-consuming dance and things. So it's really nice to have a character that you can actually really relate to. And draw inspiration from your own life to put into that character. And I think lots of the dancers feel the same way. And yeah, like you say, it's beautiful, it's dramatic, it's passionate, it's a really full story that I think really draws the audience in and makes you feel something.
Yeah, I mean, it's so great that you relate to it, but don't relate all the way. Like, don't take it to the conclusion.
No, that's... Yeah, I don't get quite as far as Vicky Page yet, but
that's a good thing.
Little similarities.
When you put on the red shoes, so anyone who's seen it knows that they almost sort of have a mind of their own, and they, you know, make her dance and everything. But when you put those on to do the role, do they take over you?
I mean, it's quite a special thing. I mean, I've had loads of pairs of red shoes for this show, and we start the show in them, and it is every night you put them on, there is something really special about that. And you know, we've done over 250 shows, so it is really like the red shoes never stop.
Exactly. But I'm glad you guys didn't stop after all those shows, because I believe this is the first time we're coming straight from London, right? This is the DC premiere. You guys just come off of London. How exciting it's going to be at the Kennedy Center, this prestigious, gorgeous building, performing this.
It's so exciting. I was lucky enough to be there a couple of years ago with Sleeping Beauty with Matthew Bourne again. And
awesome.
It's just one of the biggest, most amazing theaters I've ever seen. And I'm just so excited to bring the Red Shoes back, because I think this show in particular in a house like that is just going to look magical. And I'm really excited to bring the show to everyone over there.
That's awesome. So you heard it here, folks. You know, if she puts on those red shoes, they're never going to stop dancing. You might see her going down along the Potomac after the show or something. You never know. Just dancing along the bank. Oh, we are excited to see it. Thank you so much. You've been generous with your time. Thank you so much. I guess just in closing, you know, why should our listeners come out? They've heard this interview. Why should they come out?
I think if you just want a really fantastic night, if you want to be moved by something and lose yourself in a really wonderful story, come and see us. We'd love to perform for you. You'll enjoy it, I promise you.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. Thanks again for joining us. We really appreciate it. It's Ashley Shaw on WTOP here, and we're talking the Red Shoes, Matthew Bourne show. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center October 10th through the 15th. Everybody go check it out. Thanks, Ash.
Thank you.